Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. And whether you are a first-time listener or a regular listener, we would love to hear from you. Leave a review. Give us a rating. We would just love to know what you think. You can also hit that happy subscribe button and follow us on Instagram. With that being said, this episode is called Who Am I? Your God-given identity. We put a lot of emphasis on our identity, as we should. It's what defines us, is it not? We look for social groups, political parties, trends to define who we are. The media plays a huge role in how people identify themselves. Whereas these sources seek to define who we are, only one source truly can. That's the one who made you. What does God think about you? Who does He say that you are? You can listen to all the voices that try to tell you who you should be, but only one has that authority. Only one voice brings freedom. You see, when Satan comes to attack, he attacks our identity, our perception of ourselves, because he knows that we act on what we believe. The more you hear a thing, the more you will believe that thing. You hear you are worthless your whole life, eventually, you'll believe it. That's why knowing and believing who God says you are is vital to walking in freedom. I'll say it again. The more you hear a thing, the more you believe that thing. So I want to spend the rest of this episode reminding you of your God-given identity. You are loved. Ephesians 1:4 says, even before he made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in his eyes. The God who sits outside of time and space saw you and all your perfect imperfections and said, yes, I love them. I love you. Even when you think you've sinned too much for God to love you, he still does. Not only does he love you, but he chose you. You are chosen, or in other words, wanted. There are no accidents with God. Ephesians 1:11 says, furthermore, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. For he chose us in advance, and he makes everything work out according to his plan. God wants you. He chose you. He chose you to love you. He chose you to showcase his glory to the world. He chose you because he knows what you are capable of. You are beautiful. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. Beautiful in every way, says Song of Solomon 4:7. You see, Song of Solomon is an allegory depicting God's love for us. Many times we seek affirmation of our worth, of our appearance from the opposite sex, and when it doesn't come, we think less about ourselves. Well, regardless of if you hear it from who you hoped you would, know that God sees you as beautiful. You are forgiven. Ephesians 1:7 says, he is so rich in kindness and grace that he purchased our freedom with the blood of his son and forgave our sins. Guilt is what the enemy holds over us. If we ask for forgiveness, God is faithful and will forgive our sins and not hold them over our heads. Lastly, you are his favorite. He chose to give birth to us by giving us his true word, and we, out of all creation, became his prized possession. I love this verse because it says, out of all creation, everything God made, from the intricacies of a cocoon housing a transformed caterpillar, to the vastness of the Grand Canyon, to the breathtaking views of the northern skies, out of everything, you are his favorite. You, fill in the blank, are God's favorite. Satan will try to convince you of the opposite of everything I just said. But now, you can fight back with truth. This isn't an exhausted list, but it's a great starting point. I want to encourage you all to read these passages in context. They are so rich and full of transformational truth. But I want you to know that you are loved, chosen, beautiful, forgiven, and His favorite. And no one can take that away from you.